This goes to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M like Mary E-S. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Cole, C-O-L-E. Date of birth 6/11/1950. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Cole with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was April 21st of this year. She is continuing to lose weight, and her weight is down 10 pounds over the last 5 months. She has been getting monthly lab studies done and is really trying to improve kidney function, if at all possible. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's feeling very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. No chest pain or palpitations, and no dyspnea. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on maximum dose Ozempic, 2 milligram weekly. Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. Eliquis. Calcitriol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Potassium chloride is 30 milliequivalent in the morning and 20 milliequivalent in the evening. Januvia, 25 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 205 pounds, pulse is 70. Blood pressure is 116 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 70. Abdomen is obese without ascites and non-tender. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 8, 2025. Hemoglobin is 14.8, normal, white count, normal, platelets. Her albumin is 4.2, creatinine 1.51 with estimated GFR of 36. Calcium is 9.5, intact parathyroid hormone 93.5. Electrolytes are normal with potassium of 3.5. Albumin or phosphorus is 4.5. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient would like to continue having lab studies done every month, and we have given a new lab order for that. Two, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. Three, chronic atrial fib, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Four, hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels and decreased intact parathyroid levels treated with calcitriol. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.